Today we begin and we finish the book of Obadiah. We begin and we finish it because Obadiah consists of only one chapter and a very simple message. The message is, Nation of Edom, you are doomed to destruction. That's what this book is about. That's the theme, God's judgment on the nation of Edom, and we'll see why. Lord God, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Obadiah, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, Rise and let us go against her for battle. And so in this book, God announces the destruction of Edom. And those who used to be Edom's friends will be among those who attack her. And it says in verse 2, See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. They will be small. In other words, other nations will not see them as worth much. There's nothing to like about Edom, will be their attitude. Verse 3, The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights, you who say to yourself, Who can bring me down to the ground? And so because of their location, Edom didn't think anyone could attack and conquer them. They were arrogant. Verse 4, Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. The top city of Edom was actually cut out of a rock, and it was up very high. And that's why they didn't think that anyone could possibly capture them. But God says, I'm going to bring you down. See, they evidently forgot that God could do anything. They evidently forgot that even though they were up high, God was higher. Verse 5. If thieves came to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes? Thieves could only take a limited amount from those that they steal from. That's normally how it works. You know, thieves breaking into your house, they probably wouldn't cut your carpet and remove that. They probably wouldn't rent a dolly and take your refrigerator. They're going to take a lot of things. They're going to take whatever they can, whatever they want, but they won't be able to take absolutely everything. Verse 6, But how Esau will be ransacked, his hidden treasures pillaged. Esau, by the way, is a name for the Edomites. And, their ancestor was Esau. The descendants of Esau became the Edomites. And God says Esau is going to be ransacked and their hidden treasures pillaged. See, the Edomites put their wealth in safes, in rocks. They actually had vaults cut into the rocks. And so they were hidden from human eyes. Their wealth was hidden. But God knew where those vaults were, and he would direct the raiders right to those vaults. Verse 7, All your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. Edom thought they could trust their friends in times of trouble. Turns out they were just good time friends, because their friends are going to sell them out. God will see to it. Verse 8, In that day, declares the Lord, will I not destroy the wise men of Edom, men of understanding in the mountains of Esau? Edom trusted in their wisdom. They really thought that they were something. They thought they could think their way out of any problem. They put a lot of confidence in their wise men, but God will turn their wisdom into foolishness, and it'll work against them. Verse 9, your warriors, O Teman, will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down in the slaughter. And so Edom thought that they had the best army in the world, too. Not only were they the wisest, but they had the best army in the world, but God is going to destroy it. See, when it comes to Judgment Day, whether it's with Edom or the entire world, God destroys everything that wicked sinners put their hope and trust in. And then everyone will know that they should have looked to God and not to someone or something else. Verse 10, because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. And here we see why God was angry with Edom. Now God tells us why they will be judged. They hurt and they killed the Israelites, who were actually their relatives. God had warned Israel not to hurt Edom for the same reason, so they didn't, because they were their relatives. But Edom didn't care about what God wanted. Verse 11, on the day you stood aloof, while strangers carried off his wealth, and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. Edom did not help Israel when Israel was attacked. And for that, God is angry. Doing bad is sin. Everybody knows that. But not doing good is also sin. And that's what the Edomites were guilty of. Not wanting to get involved is just as wrong as doing bad. 12. You should not look down on your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. And the Edomites were guilty of all these things. See, this is what had God so upset. The Edomites actually enjoyed watching Israel, their relatives, being destroyed. And then they got all proud while they were watching Israel. They were all proud about it, thinking that they were better than Israel. And they laughed at Israel's defeat, and that really angered God. 13. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. And so while Israel was fighting for their life, Edom snuck in and looted their cities. The Edomites thought they were better than Israel, because after all, this terrible judgment was happening to Israel. But their actions and their attitudes revealed that they were at least as depraved as Israel. 14. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of trouble. And that's another thing the Edomites did. Can you imagine this? They waited on the roads to kill any Israelites who were running for their life. To laugh at the calamity of others, or to take advantage of people who are vulnerable, is a terrible sin in the eyes of God. 15. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. The day of the Lord here refers to Judgment Day. Things will be different on that day. God's spiritual Israel, the church, will be delivered from those who hurt her, and the ungodly will receive their punishment. 16. Just as you drank on my holy hill, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and be as if they had never been. The Bible sometimes speaks of God's punishment as drinking. You can read that in several parts of the scripture. They will drink of the cup of my wrath, God says. So it is compared to drinking at times, and that is what drinking refers to here in verse 16. And God says the wicked will drink his wrath forever and ever without end. 17. But on Mount Zion will be deliverance. It will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess its inheritance. There will be eternal judgment on God's enemies. but eternal good times for God's people. 18. The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau will be stubble, and they will set it on fire and consume it. There will be no survivors from the house of Esau. The Lord has spoken. What he is saying is that the good guys will win in the end. His people will win in the end, and the wicked, whether they be Edomites or others, will end up the big losers. And so God's final word to Edom is that they will be totally destroyed with no survivors. 19. People from the Negev, that is the south of Israel, will occupy the mountains of Esau. And people from the foothills will possess the land of the Philistines. They will occupy the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. This company of Israelite exiles who are in Canaan will possess the land as far as Zarephath. The exiles from Jerusalem who are in Zarephath will possess the towns of the Negev. And so the remnant of God's people will occupy the former territories of Edom. The Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And you know, we don't see that happening right now, but it's going to happen. That is the way it will be. 21. Deliverers will go up on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. And the final outcome of history is summed up in the final words of this prophecy. The kingdom will be the Lord's. That's how it's going to end. And so the Edoms of the world will someday be nothing more than a distant memory as Jesus Christ rules over a new heavens and a new earth. Next time, the book of Jonah. I'll see you then. So long, everyone.